Hey y'all, welcome back to my podcast. I know it's been a while, I know. Life has really been lifing. I want to just come through and vent and give y'all an update on what's going on with me. So we ain't gonna waste no time, we're gonna get in this bag and we're gonna get this update started. So let's get to it. So I know it's been a minute. I hope that this video finds everyone in a good space. So where do I start? So I had started dating someone. We had been dating for a while. Everything was going good, you know. We feel like in the beginning, everything is just like amazing. Like they do the right things. They say the right things. Everything is just amazing. And sometimes people that we think are sent for us are really not. They just really just a test for you, and they just part of your testimony and a learning lesson. You know, I had been with my spouse for a while, and I find myself putting my feelings, my happiness, my pride, I find myself doing a lot of things and putting a lot of my mental health aside to appease my spouse. I was able to do that for a while because I wanted to make them happy. So I felt like if they were happy, I would automatically be happy. And let me just say that now. Don't do that. Don't do that, you know? If a person can't accept you, flaws and all, then that person is not for you because we're not perfect. We come with many of flaws. And it got to a point where I started to notice that my mental health was declining. I was finding myself being a little more depressed, angry, very combative, very snappy, sometimes to myself, antisocial. I just found myself changing from what I was, you know? I am normally a quiet, introvert type of person, but with my ex, I tried to be what I knew he wanted me to be. And it wasn't healthy for me. And it came to a point, it came to head. I wasn't able to hide my true self. I wasn't able to, you know, do everything to appease them because I was mentally drained from it. You know, I was unhappy, but they were happy. And then I noticed that this is a person I love. I thought I was going to marry and be with forever. And I noticed that they were so busy into their happiness, they never once took a chance to step back and see how unhappy I was. And that was just a red flag for me. There were many of red flags, but definitely one red flag. And I had put a lot of my opinions, a lot of my, you know, thoughts, a lot of my deal breakers to the side to be with this person. And I feel like relationships and love should come natural. It shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be. And I had endured a lot. I was given a lot, but all I was getting in return was being lied to and cheated on and just made to feel like I really wasn't nothing, you know? And I just find myself being at a low place. I was at a very, very low place, and I didn't like that. And I didn't really have nobody to talk to because I didn't want to go to my family because you know how family is. I didn't want all the gossip between what was going on with me. I didn't really want to tell my friends because I had already painted this picture of me and my ex as, you know, we're good. We don't have the perfect relationship, but I kind of like painted that picture. So I didn't want to go and talk to them and just basically shattered that image. So I just kind of suffered in silence, to be honest. And it sucked. It really, really, really sucked. Because I noticed when me and my ex would get into it, he would be quick to run to his family and tell his family and tell his cousin and his friends. And I didn't have nobody. Because I was so stern on not shattering his image that I would just keep it to myself. I would just deal with it. And then finally I was sitting on the couch. Now this is recently. As I'm recording this, today is August the 1st. Happy August, everybody. So recently, within the last couple of weeks, I decided that I was going to take back control of my life. I sat down and I had a conversation with my ex and I told my ex, I can't do this no more. Like, my mental health is in shambles. I'm unhappy and I don't want to be this person. I don't. And my ex is happy, you know, because of course he is. I'm doing everything that's pleasing for him. But this is a person that loved me, and they can't see that inside I'm broken. Not only am I broken for trying to do everything you love, I'm broken for the things that you say to me mentally. The things you do to me, the cheating on me, and the lying to me, and the constant breaking my heart and being deceitful and sneaky. Like, I'm taking all these blows to my body, and nobody's there to say, are you okay? Are you sure you don't need to talk to somebody? Which I feel like he should be. Because if a person truly loves you, they wouldn't put you through anything that's going to hurt you. Because love ain't supposed to hurt. I don't care what nobody says. Love is not supposed to hurt. Love ain't supposed to make you cry. Only on good things. Maybe on your wedding day. Once you find out you're pregnant. Or when you have a baby. Or, you know, it's only on good occasions should love make you cry. Love should not make you cry every day. So I decided, like I said, I was going to take control of my life. And that's what I did. I had a conversation with him. Because even though I don't owe him anything, I didn't want him to be blindsided. So I did tell him that I'm leaving. I'm leaving. Now, one thing about my ex is a provider. He feels like if he's providing everything, I should be happy with that. He's paying basically all the bills, the little money that I was bringing in was basically for me to pay like little stuff, like maybe the cable bill. Maybe, you know, we go out to eat or something, groceries. It's just little things. But the major bulk bills, he paid. Which was a good thing and which was a bad thing. So when I decided I was going to leave, I went and I looked for apartments. Now, I've never thought that I would have to do this. Because this is the man I thought initially that I was going to be with for the rest of my life. But people, they will present themselves to you in a way, and then once you really get to know them and you really get to see them, they're not what they presented. They basically like a wolf in sheep's clothing. It's all a cover up. So I went and I searched for an apartment, because like I said, at this point I had changed literally my whole life around. I went from living on my own, having two jobs and doing good for myself too, you know, quitting both of my jobs because he didn't like them, finding a job that doesn't pay me as much as I was making, and moving in with him. So I just changed my life completely for this person. So I'm literally starting from scratch. I had to find me an apartment. So when I found an apartment, I realized that it's expensive. Living on your own is expensive. When you have a job that's paying you minimum wage, it's expensive. My mind was blown when I was finding out how much rent was. Now, when it came to me back in the day when I was working my two jobs, rent was nothing. I could make rent, no problem. I had two jobs. I was literally making money every day. But with this little one job paying me minimum wage, I'm like, it's no way I'm going to be able to live comfortably on this one job. And then I started just downing myself because I'm like, why did you do this? Why did you give up everything? And now you have nothing. Like, you're leaving and he still has everything. He still has an apartment fully furnished. He's still able to afford his bills without you. And you have to be the one to start over, literally, with nothing. And I went to these apartments that I liked, that I thought would be, okay, somewhat affordable. And I had a conversation with the leasing agent. And she really worked with me. I'm going to give her that. She really, really worked with me. Because financially, you have to make three times the rent. And I did not make three times the rent. I didn't. With minimum wage I was making, I didn't make three times the rent. And that's crazy. It's crazy that in 2023, minimum wage is $7.25. Not saying that was what I was making, but it's just crazy that minimum wage is still that much in 2023, when a one-bedroom apartment alone, depending on where you stay, in a good area, is $1,000+. That's crazy. So she worked with me, and she went and she talked to her manager, and her manager basically was like, she could give me an apartment, but I would have to put down an expensive deposit. So, okay, I had a game plan. I said, okay, I'm going to start saving up my money now. And then maybe in a month or two, I'll be able to have enough money saved up and I'll be able to afford getting into this apartment. Because she told me exactly what I needed. This is exactly how much you will have to pay in order to move into these apartments. So that's what I did. I saved my butt off. Because like I said, I wasn't really making much money. Well, I'm not going to say was, because was is past tense. I'm not really making much money. And when I tell you I'm barely making it, that's an understatement. So I did that. I came back. I paid all these fees they wanted me to pay, which was ridiculous. And boom, I got into an apartment. You know, of course, he did that gaslighting and everything, trying to make me stay. But this time, I chose myself. I chose my mental health, and I chose my happiness. I had to. So I got this. I got my apartment. I was so happy. I felt so accomplished. I was like, okay, now I can check that off my list. Now, on my list, I need to at least give me a bed. Can't sleep on the floor. I mean, I could, but I don't, you know, I need a bed. So basically, I said, okay, I'm going to go around. I'm going to shop around. Beds are expensive. Beds are expensive as hell. Now, mind you, where I stayed with my ex was a two-bedroom apartment. Both bedrooms are fully furnished with beds, TVs, dressers, everything. Now, do you think once that he was like, you know what, I don't want you to have nothing because I do love you. Because I feel like at this point, since you, in my opinion, you basically then broken me down to nothing. The least you could have done was being a gentleman and say, you know what, take this bedroom set. Take this TV. Because he could replace it with no problem, because he make very, very good money. I mean, very, very good money. But no, he didn't say that. He didn't really say much of nothing. So that day, I actually moved in. I went and basically just got my clothes. That's all I really had. I got my clothes and my shoes. I got a couple of things that I had bought out of the refrigerator. And I was out. I came to my apartment. The stuff, I didn't have that much stuff. It fit in my car. I literally was packing it up the stairs myself. That's how small it was. It was maybe three boxes altogether, full of clothes, shoes, little stuff. Clothes, shoes, chargers, you know, just little tiny stuff. Hair stuff. And I'm just sitting in this apartment, which is a one-bedroom apartment with nothing. And I'm just thinking to myself, because around this time, I'm literally left alone with my thoughts, because I'm looking at this empty apartment, but I'm proud of myself and I feel good because I chose me. And that's all that mattered to me, that I chose me. I'm not going to keep putting my feelings and my mental health aside just so you could be happy. And not once are you saying, you know, are you happy? And then I find myself asking him all the time, are you happy? If you wasn't happy, would you tell me? And he would never ask me stuff like that. Not always would, because I would always want to make sure I was making him happy, because I truly loved him. And like I said, I'm thinking, you know, he's the one and we're going to get married. But anyways, so yeah, I'm in this apartment. And my brother, he found out and he said, hey, I know it ain't much, but I got an old bed. Him and his girlfriend got a new bed set. I don't know how long ago. He said, I got this old bed in the garage. He said, you're going to definitely need a new bed. It's old. It needs to be thrown away. He said, but you know what? You can have it. He said, you can have the bed. I'll bring you the bed until you're able to get you something. That way you're not sleeping on the floor. So that's what I got. In my apartment at this very moment, I got a bed that my brother gave me that's old, that's really need to be thrown away. But I'm blessed to have it, because I didn't have that. And my brother, he saw I was in need and he helped me. And the man that I thought loved me didn't even bat an eye. So I have this been going through it, y'all, this time. But I'm coming to you now as a person who's basically just picking up the pieces. I'm refinding my independence. I'm regaining my happiness, and I'm just taking it a day at a time. And it's hard. I cry a lot. I am truly struggling. I never thought I would say that, but I am truly, truly struggling at this moment. But I have faith. I know, even though right now it's dark, it's always light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know when I will get to that light, but I know it's light. So I'm being positive and I'm being optimistic. And you should do the same. If you're in a situation like me, don't wait like I did to leave, to the point where you just had to. I went and I finally sought out a therapist, so I should be starting my therapy sessions really soon. I'm kind of looking forward to that. You know, I'm just trying to find me, but in the process, I need, you know, we need help. I feel like everyone needs help sometimes. I'm not the type of person that asks for help. I try to get it on my own, because I've always had that ambition about me. But sometimes it's okay to say you need help. And that's where I'm at this point in my life. You know, I'm starting a new chapter. This is a new testimony for me. And I don't know where it's going to lead me. I really don't. But we will see. So if you're listening to this, please take care of your mental health. Take time and talk to somebody. Make sure you're happy. Make sure you're happy mentally, physically, emotionally. Make sure you're happy. Because your happy is just as important as the next person. But if you're listening to this message right now, if you're listening to this update or me vent, I want you to know that I have set up a GoFundMe. I pray that, you know, you guys will listen to this and God will open your heart and find a space for you to help someone in need. You know, I'm not asking for millions and billions of dollars. I'm just asking for a little help, you know? Yeah, I do work a regular 9-to-5. I'm in the process of trying to find another second job and replace this job that I have, because in all honesty, with what they pay me, especially now with my new journey I'm on, I'm not able to afford anything. I barely can afford my rent. So I'm in the process of trying to do a lot of things, but everything doesn't happen overnight. But I do need help. I really, truly do need help. So if you're listening to this message, I have set up a GoFundMe. I will somehow post the GoFundMe just in case it is some generous people out there who have a heart that's listening that would like to contribute to me, you know, at least getting me a couch. You know, helping me put groceries in my house or pay some of my bills. Just do the small things, you know. Let me buy toiletry items. When I say, y'all, it's hard out here, it's hard. And I commend anybody who does this every day, because it's hard. Struggling is hard. That also takes a toll on your mental health. But this is the time you have to be strong. Because it's just not going to be roses all the time. You're going to have to go through some rough patches before you finally look in that field and you see all them flowers blooming. You see the butterflies flying around. You see the birds chirping. Before you get to that moment, it's going to be some rough patches. So I pray that this message finds you guys in a good space. Because for the first time in a long time, even though I don't have anything, even though I'm starting from scratch, I'm still in a good space. And I just want you guys to find it in your heart to just, if you can, help me. This has been Introvert of a Gemini. Thank you guys for listening to me. I really needed this. And I'm fine, you guys. I'm fine. I'm taking life a day at a time, but God is giving me strength every day. I'm much better than I was yesterday. I'm much better than I was the day before. I'm just taking it a day at a time. I forgot to mention that if you did want to donate to my GoFundMe, the link will be in the description. Thank you.